being fair.
I'm an English person. So what qualities do you like about each of your characters?
Okay.
I know you speak.
I was kidding. I know.
No, you usually have to go first.
What qualities?
Of your character that you like.
Do you like about the other characters or about our own characters?
Your own characters.
Okay.
I like Maya because he's like really, he has a big heart. He's noble. He is, I mean, he's just trying to help, right? And something really nice that I like about the about Ray is that he has his girlfriend, that's Jackie, the girl that's like really smart with the computers and everything, like a hacker. And she loves him no matter how dumb, no matter whatever he says, he does. They just love each other, and that's like really, really nice about them too.
Most of the film, he was just sitting by her side.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah.
Well, that's important. That's a quality.
You support.
You're supportive.
Totally.
Yeah. That I admired about my character. I think I admired a lot of things. I obviously identify with a lot of things being an actor myself, having been unemployed at times. I admire his courage that he'll say yes to anything. Yes, I can do that. When in reality, he doesn't know if he can do it, but he'll still try. And in both films, I think it shows also his empathy. How he, even though he took the job, both times he took the job for financial reasons, at some point he identifies with the people he's trying to help. And he realizes, you know, we're the same. And it no longer becomes about his acting, you know, because he's all about his method and his acting and Marlon Brando and all that. It becomes about, you know, really feeling for these people and wanting to help them. And I think that's what I like, that he has a big heart, despite his own personal reasons why he wants to take a job always.
So, Jessica.
Yes.
It sounds serious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's always really, people are always kind of interested in, like, what does an actor find admirable in the character when the character on the outside is not admirable. But I mean, not that I played a villain in Instructions Not Included, but I certainly played somebody that didn't have the best motivations in certain times. So I think you just always have to find the thing that makes that person human, like what's their pain. And I think Miranda Kilroy is somebody who was really wounded as a child, had a pretty, probably not very loving or maybe kind of emotionally bullying, abusive father, you know, and I have something to prove. So this passion that Miranda has for going after what she wants and defending what she really believes is hers, this integrity of her family land, and that she's protecting something that was entrusted to her, that was left to her, and there's a lot of pride in that. Even though I kind of forget a lot of people along the way, really what I'm doing is really noble, I believe.
Speaking of Instructions Not Included, Hispanics are really showing their power at the box office. Why is it important for us to support these types of films?
I mean, I think the entire business has changed. Being an American, I still meet people that are in marketing, in press, at all of the major studios, and they say to me, we are still talking about your movie. Mm-hmm. We are still talking about Instructions Not Included. People who had never dipped their toes in the Latin market. And it really did change the way this business, this town, decided to make movies. For the Latin audience, with the Latin community involved. And I think it's just like, it's the tip of the iceberg. And it's all changing. I've taken meetings with people all in every kind of level of this business who are so excited about the realization of the buying power of the Latin community. It's really exciting for people. I think that's the thing that the Latin community has to remember, that like it's their moment to really shine in their ability to show up in movie theaters and buy that ticket and bring their whole family. This is a family film. I mean, it's exciting. Yeah. It's not a movie that involves children in any way, like Instructions, but it's a family film, and it really touches on a subject that's so important to the Latin community in this country and outside. I mean, Latin community outside.
I hope that really starts to pour over into awards season too, because I mean, I'm looking at the Emmys last night and we have Sofia Vergara and mm-hmm. the girls from Orange is the New Black, mm-hmm. and that's it for the Latinas, you know, at like the Emmys. So hopefully that starts to pour in there, like Viola Davis and her beautiful speech last night, yeah. was saying, you know, the opportunities for, there needs to be opportunities for us.
Yeah, and it's a really, it's an interesting thing. I mean, I always have a different perspective because I fall into a really strange category of somebody who speaks Spanish and has access to the Latin community, but I am not Latina. And they, I can tell you that people want to cast Latinas and Latinos. It's not for lack of desire. It's that I think in to some degree the community hasn't even allowed themselves to, you know, put themselves in the position to be cast. Like it's not like there's a huge, you know, community of Latin actors.
Well, I'm available. In case,
I think it's growing and growing and growing, and I think having examples like Ladrones and Instructions and all of the other movies that have been coming out, that Pantaleon has done an incredible job mm-hmm. of getting out there, will inspire more and more people to put that foot forward.